Hi, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. I'm here with Nita Bessin. Hi, Nita, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay, great, beautiful. So, right behind us, Air India is talking about their involvement with the Diwali. You have some of the people that have been connected to the creation of this wonderful Diwali stamp. And then this upcoming week, we have Diwali in Times Square. Tell us about it.
Well, Diwali at Times Square is on October 16th. First of all, I want to congratulate Ranju Batra and Congresswoman Karen Malani for working so hard to have Diwali stamp. So as they are seeing that Diwali started early, yes, Diwali has started from October 5th, and then we have Diwali at Times Square, which is the historic event, on October 16th, and original Diwali is on October 29th and 30th of October. But Diwali is the festival which we celebrate the entire year. This is not something one day or 2 days. You light up the lives of people. Every day is Diwali.
I'm okay with that. That sounds good. And we just did our Peace Day event in Times Square, I believe in the Duffy Square Park, 47th Street between 7th and Broadway. A great venue, a great location, the window of the world. And so what kinds of outreach are you going to do there?
Well, we have programs starting 2 o'clock to 9 p.m. We are taking India to mainstream America. We want to show to the world our rich culture, heritage, and diversity. We want to see people how colorful our country is. So we have a performances of different state of India at the biggest crossroads of the world, Times Square. Then we have Light Up Times Square concert, and during the concert we have Diya lighting ceremony in one of the biggest screens of Times Square, which is American Eagle screen. So we will have a countdown Diya lighting ceremony there between 5:30 to 9. I want people to be there 2 o'clock onwards and enjoy this beautiful, colorful event.
Beautiful, beautiful. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life? What's good news?
Good news is I became grandma.
All right, Grandpa Paul thinks that's great. Last question, what does peace mean to you? We're very involved with the International Day of Peace. What does peace mean to you?
In this time and age, it's very important to have peace, friendship among every human being. God has given us one life. Yes, we believe in Hinduism that after so many thousands of years you get human life. We should make a right use of this life, spread happiness, friendship, and peace among ourselves. And everything starts from home. Teach this to your children. Tell them to live with your neighbors in a good relationship. Spread the peace and happiness among your colleagues in school. When you go to college, do that. When you're working, do the same thing in your among your peers. Diwali at Times Square, there's one more thing we want to promote. We want Indians to share their Diwali celebration among their friends. Show them how we celebrate this festival. More you talk, communicate, more people know about your culture, your festivals, your heritage, more people will like to know more about it, and that will spread friendship and with the peace.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Namaste.